Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Los Sinasu in the Yerushalmi Yuma, Parakta Alacha Dalid. On the mission there, it says they used to do actions, pu'ulos, that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't sleep on Lel Yom Kippur in order that he shouldn't see Keri. And then the Gemara asks, wasn't this a nes? Wasn't this one of the nesim that he didn't see Keri? So what do you mean they used to do pu'ulos to keep him awake? So the Yerushalmi answers, Al Shem Lo Tinasu. And so writes Rabbi Yonah in his Perish to Avis, Perakei Mishnehei, from this Yerushalmi. So you see that there's an Isser to be Soimech ala Neis because of the lav of Lo Sinasu. And the Yerushalmi Shkal and Perak Vav Alacha Gimel, Lenyana Pa'ulos, they did Pa'ulos that the Lechem Mishnah shouldn't be Miskalkel. She'ein Maskirin Maisin Nisim. We see that it is not an Isser, it's a Klal. She'ein Soimchim ala Neis, but that's not a Mamish an Isser. But you see in the Yerushalmi, we quoted before that it seems to be an Isser. Psachim Samach Dalet Amit Beis is Machokas Abayin Rav Benila Shari Azara Kdeishu Gimel Kitos Beshchitas HaPesach Noloas and Shalei Kansu Yosimidai Onina Lutanan Me Eilehem L'Abayin Inu Lutlan Rav Esfir Alei Nolim Mishin V'loi Samchinan Anis. Are you semich on the Nes that the doors will lock automatically or not? That's the Machokas in the Gemara. And that Slach says that Abai holds that you're semich on the Nes, unlike Rav, who says you're not semich on the Nes, that they would actually lock the doors themselves, is because Abai holds that you're only Somech al Anes is Legabe Dover Shabiti Eved Kosher Kumashkas Ram Dievim Shachtu Absachim Mechaburach as Kosher Abadarishim Akiv Bidi Eved Moide Abai the Loy Samchinon and Nisa Kitachazinon Bechagabi on Kippur Shisso Somech al Anes. In other words, Itzlach explains that according to Abaye, you are somech an nes when it is something that it's kosher b'di'avid. In other words, even if you don't have the nes, it still will be kosher. So here there was somech an nes because b'di'avid, if everybody would have come in and the doors wouldn't have locked, it still would have been kosher. But if it's ma'akev b'di'avid, then Abaye agrees that you're not somech al nes, like we see by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that they weren't somech al nes. So if it's mamish and iser, what does it matter if it's kosher or pasul b'di'avid? It's aser. So you see that it's not mamish aser. It'd be somech al anes, and so too is mashma. May have war b'shabbos. Shalom and welcom sekanim. Welcom lamish osim lo nes. Shem ein osim lo nes. V'mosim nakim lo tzchiyos. The Gemara doesn't say that there's an iser in the poskim or mashmit this that there's an iser to be somech al anes. Ayein b'rav yoruchim fishal perla al razag leisei kufchav zayin bris moshe smag leisei dalav. But the Yerushalmi says that that you're not somech al anes because of Los Sinas or the Chayra, we see that it's mamish and iser. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. That anyway, it's very difficult to understand. Where do we see an iser not to be somech al anes from the pasuk of Los Sinas or Adarava? It's talking about where you're menase if im lo yi anes. In other words, you are testing because you don't think there's going to be a miracle. It's not pshat that you're somech on a miracle. They're testing because they don't think. In the pasuk it says that they tested Hashem in Masa. They didn't believe in the miracle. So what does that have to do with somebody who believes in the miracle? He thinks it's going to happen. Therefore, it would appear based on lashon of the Yerushalmi that does say aser mishum lo tenasu. It says shelo somech al nes al shem lo tenasu. What's this pshat al shem? So it would appear that what the Gemara means is like we explained in the Rambam, the gabe hira hamavi. It's not an iser, the testing the Navi, the doubting of the Navi is not the gufa iser, but it's what comes out of the iser. What comes out of the iser. Because if there was a heter to doubt the Navi, then it wouldn't be an iser to test the Navi. Because then you wouldn't be testing God, you'd be testing the Navi. It's only because it's an iser to test the Navi, so it must be that you're relying on the Navi, and the Mela, it's you're testing God, as we explained in the previous shir. So here also, we're learning a Yalfusa from the Isser, but not that Gufa, there is an Isser, and the Yalfusa is that if regularly they rely on a miracle that it should come, it is not a Nisayon. Di'ilu be'alma sumchim al neis sheyavo. Ein ze nisayon kishemitzapel la hanagah she'ina b'derech hateva b'pashtut. שכיוון שיש מקום לסמוך על זה, שוב אינו ניסיון, שפירושו שייתכן שלא יהיה. וממה שנאמר על זה שהוא ניסיון, מבואר שאי אפשר לסמוך על זה, ולכן חשיב ניסיון. ומזה חזינן כלל בתורה, שאין סומכים על הנס. אבל איסור הלקה בזה, וזה עוד הכמר בירושלמי, על שם לא תנסו. זה מה שכתב לא תנסו יפין, אבל אין זה איסור, אלא קביעה שאין לסמוך על הנס. In English, if normally you should be relying on a miracle, so it's not considered a test when you are waiting for a hanhaga that's not b'derech ha-teva b'pashtus, that's not going to be b'derech ha-teva, simply speaking, that's the way it's supposed to be. Since there's room to rely on this miracle, so it's not considered a nisayon, because what's the nisayon? The nisayon means it's that you think it's not going to happen, but yitachin it's not going to happen. But if normally you're somech al hanes, that means that it's going to happen. So that's not considered a nisayon. From the fact that it's called a nisayon, you see that you can't rely on it. You can't do it. You normally can't be somech on this. If you could be somech on this, then it wouldn't be chal b'chal be called a nisayon. Because this is what you're supposed to rely on, but by testing it out, it's not considered a test. That's what's supposed to happen. The only reason it's called a nisayon is because you're expecting it not to happen. Why are you expecting it not to happen? Because that's not the normal hanaga. Because ain't somchan al hanes. And therefore, when you wait to see if there's going to be a miracle, that means that normally you don't expect miracles, that ain't somchan al hanes. And here you're saying, I bet there's going to be no miracle. So that teaches you that normally ain't somchan al hanes. Not that it's usher to be somchan al hanes, but normally ain't somchan al hanes. And the only isser, the isser is when you don't think it's going to happen, that you're actually testing. But even if it comes out from the fact that it's usher to test, that ain't somchan al hanes. Because that means that the regular hanhaga is not miraculous. And therefore there's room to test here. But if the regular anhaga was miraculous, then it wouldn't be considered a test. And that's why the Yerushalmi says, Al shem lo tenasu. Because it's learned from lo tenasu, but it's not mamish the iser. That's mamish ga'inish siyata d'shmaya. B'shem, of course, this is all b'shem oreinu b'rabbeinu zetzah. Ein ma l'daber. U'lefi zev shalom ma. Nechnu nitkadem hala. That Gideon asked for an ois. Gideon asked for an ois. So we wanted to understand how Gideon can ask for this ois if we read out the parasha. Say for Shoftim, Pesukim. Since we see that the Yisoda Isser is because Ein Levakesh Ot Ale Nevuah Kol Shuchzak B'Navi, you're not allowed to ask a sign for Nevuah. If a person's Muchzak K'Navi, Umishum Shuchzak B'Navi means that he's muhsak l'chayrois dover echad shua dover hayyoshav v'atoy be'enei Hashem. Because when somebody is muhsak as a Navi, it means that he's muhsak to teach one thing, which is right and good in the eyes of God, bein b'chiyuv b'mitzvahs, bein b'tashlam haschal. Kimavu'al kan b'pasuk, b'ma shekatuv l'man yitav lach, u'ma shekatuv ram d'mayra al nevuah she'yudin v'yichulin. Shein zel klape malach gil shel tzivui schar vonesh. Aval b'Gideon, sheikar tmiyato hayta shein Yisrael hu yimanes, kamo shekatev Rashi, b'perek vav pasuk yud gimel, b'mal b'perek suk chava, lamed vav, ahein sham, ein ze prat b'malach haragil shel tov v'yashar. שעל זה כבר הוחזק ונביא בבקשתו את האות שידבר עמו השם, כמבואר שם בפסוק י"ז. אלא חשיב שעל נבואה זו לא הוחזק, ושפיר יש דין בקשת אות הזה, גם אצל הנביא עצמו, כדי לדעת שאומנם כך אמר לו השם. ומשום כך הותרה בחי גב לבקשת אות. ואולי יש לכוון זה בדברי הפרי חדש ברכות יסודי התורה אין שם.
In other words, In ancient Spanish, normally when are you not allowed to be ask for an os for a navi who is muhsak kinavi, when he is muhsak to teach, as we spoke earlier, that it's in the context of the pasuk vasisa yasher v'tov b'nei Hashem, what's right and good in the eyes of God. In other words, this is the will of God. It's all coming from the same place. All the nevuahs, if he's muhsak kinavi, it's all coming from the place of what's good and right in the eyes of God, just like all the mitzvahs. So this applies to mitzvahs. This also applies to tashlim schar. The navi is muhsak lahoros, that God's going to give reward if we deserve it, like it says in the pasuk l'man yitav lach, and like the Rambam says that it's talking about a nevuah of yiudin v'yichulin, of different hopes for the future, of positive things. So that is only when we're dealing with the regular mahalach of a tzivui of schar v'onesh. But by Gidon, his taina was that the Jewish people aren't worthy of a miracle, like Rashi says in Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel on the Malbim and Pasuk Lamed Vav. So this is not a detail in the normal mahalach of Tov Yosher, and that he was already muksa kanavi. But he asked for an os, as we see in Pasuk Yud Zayin, he asked for a sign that God is speaking to him. Later on in the Pasuk, and we see that God gave him the sign. So that's what he's muksak. He's muksak as a navi with the normal mahalach of Tov Yosher b'nei Hashem, that God is going to give reward to those who deserve it. But on this nevuah, he wasn't muksak because the Jewish people weren't worthy, and that's why he was asking for an os. That's why he's asking for an oz, that they're going to be successful war, because he wasn't muhsak as a navi, that they're going to get an ace that they don't deserve. And that's why he was asking for an oz. So as normally, when a navi is muhsak a navi, then he's not allowed to be tested anymore, he's not allowed to doubt him anymore. But that's only in the normal mahalach of schar v'oinesh, of doing what's right in the eyes of God. But here, it's out of the normal mahalach, because they're asking, if he asking for an ace for those who don't deserve it. So for that, he can ask for an oz. So that's incredible. ובדרך זו יש גם כן לתרץ על מה שהקשה בספר עבודת המלך. רבי סולובייצ'יק's uncle, רב קוקרובסקי, was a great guy, ספר עבודת המלך, עם הלכות יסודי התורה. מיד חדוונת סומן יספר מן יסודי התורה. So עבודת המלך is a gem. And it's a gem even if there were a lot of ספרים, but particularly because they're not so many ספרים. From the fact that חזקיהו in Malachim, in the Hebrew books, they have in the Rambam, they have in the page of the Rambam, they have all these sources. So one of them is the Avodas HaMelech, it's Gevaldik. As Avodas HaMelech, B'chus Yisodei HaTorah, Me'ad HaChizkiyahu, the Malachim Bet, Perek Chaf, Halacha Chet, Per Pasuk Chet, that Chizkiyahu said to Yeshaya, who was Muchzak as Navi, Ma'os Ki Yirpa Hashem, to give me a sign that God is going to heal me. Whoa! That's a lo sase l'das HaRambam. So what's he asking for a sign for? So based on what we said, since Al Pidin, he was Chayav Misa, just a Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on him, I did feel like we see in Brachas 10. So it's not a Nevuah Mitzad Atova Yashar, on that he was Muksuk B'Nevius. And therefore there's a din here, you can be Mevakeh Shinaos, because this was out of the normal Mahalach. And Taka, the Avodas HaMelech, brings from the Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin 11:6, that asked why he needs an os, and the Yerushalmi answers, Shanya he saman du esek b'tchias ha-mesim. What does that mean? So the Avodas HaMelech says the pshat is since beforehand he says ki mesata, so now it's tchias ha-mesim, for this he's asking for an os. And the Pnei Moshe, and the Yerushalmi, he explains that in the kasha we already knew that ki mesata. So what's the teretz of the Yerushalmi? The answer is that since he was Chayav Misa, it's like Tchias HaMesim, which is not in the normal Mahalach of Asisa Yashav HaTov in Schar. And therefore, it's Kaloh Huchsuk. He's not Muchsuk as a Navi, and therefore he needs an Os, because this is out of the ordinary. That's Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that it's like Tchias HaMesim. Not normal. Pasha, not normal. So now we understand beautifully Das HaChinuch. Shekol HaTarvayu B'chlal HaLoisisei. So the Chinuch, I like quoting the Lashon of Rabbeinu, because Rabbeinu's Lashon, it's him speaking. So that's what I want people to be learning. I'm just here as a mouthpiece. So that's Das HaChinuch. That included both in the Lo Sasei. In other words, both testing an Avi and testing God. Because it's really one Yesod. שכל שיש מקום למעשה הקדוש ברוך הוא מצד מציאוס הדובו, אלא שאינו למעשה, אם משום שכבר הוחזק לנבי, ואין צריך עוד לא יישום מופיץ בפועל על פי דין. אם משום לשכר מצווה בהר מלאכה, כמו שכסף החינוך, שאינו שם יש מקום בעניין לשכר מבחינה עקרונית, אבל אינו למעשה. אז זה נאמר, לא יססה ושפר את הווי בכלל. So when is there this lo sesei? When it's not, when in principle there is makom l'schar, but it's not l'maisa. And on that, there's a lo sesei, that you're testing God or testing the Navi. About something that could be, but it's probably not going to be l'maisa, and you're saying, oh, it's not going to happen. You're testing schar, because schar mitzvah b'hayom aleka. And who's already huchzak l'navi, he doesn't need another os. So it could be that, you know, he deserves an os, he deserves schar in this world, let's say, but it's not happening. So therefore, you're not allowed to test that. So it's really one and the same. And now we understand the Rambam, because das haRambam is, and it's not a kasha, we ask from the sugi and tainis, and daf test, the das haRambam, the ad Rambam, kevan dein echrech l'schar, reish l'schar mitzvah v'har meleka. ואין על זה דין שיהיה הדבר כדין שישנו באותו מופת תנביא. לאו שם ניסיון על זה, כיוון שאין סיבה שיהיה הדבר. אבל אם תהיה מצווה שהכרח ודין בה, שיהיה לה שכר בהי אלמה, אבל היא כניסיון דנביא ועשו מי לא תעשה. ומילא במעשר, תכתיב להדיה וקרא עשר בשביל שתתעשר, אבל היא שם ניסיון. וזוהי קושת הגמרא, ומי שרי במעשר בשביל שתתעשר. ועל זה מתרץ הגמרא, חוץ מזו, שני מערביות כל המעשר. ונמצא היתר בכלל זה, מלעד אחרי שבמעשר, אין איסור, שוב אין חיתים סיל איסור זה בשאר מצוות, שלא נאמרה בהם הבטחה והכרח לשכר. אם כן, למייסה לא משכח אצליה, לא יצסה אלא בנובי, שיש בו דין אות ומופת. ומשום ארכי למייסה, לא מייסי הרם, אתה לא תעשה אלא בנובי. ולתרץ הגמור, אמנם זו היה חיתים סיל יחידה, לא תעשה זה. So it's only an issue of testing if it's something that could be. The Rambam holds schar mitzvah b'har meleka. And therefore testing if there's going to be schar is not included in the issue. Because it's not expected. And if it's not expected, there's no issue of testing. It's not something that's supposed to be. Then there's no issue of testing. It's b'chalal not supposed to be. Only something that in principle is supposed to be, and you're saying it's not going to be, that's the issue of the test. So when it comes to other mitzvahs, schar mitzvah hamaleka, the Gemara only asks about meiser. It says asher b'shvil aser b'shvil shetisasher. So there, that's something that's supposed to be, and that's the Gemara's kasha. What are you allowed to test God? Because this is something that's supposed to be. So how are you allowed to give meiser in order to get rich? Because that is something you're getting schar for in this world. The Gemara says no. This is an exception to the rule, and therefore here it's mutter, and in all other mitzvahs. Where it's not supposed to be schar mitzvah meleka. There's no iser because it's b'chal not supposed to be. So it therefore comes out, what's the only echitimsi for the iser? The Navi. A Navi has a din of oisum moifes, and then you ask for an oisum moifes when he already got one. So that's something that's supposed to be, because in principle he's supposed to have an oisum moifes. And but you're testing him out, and say, oh, it's not going to be. There's going to be no osim office. And in principle, there's supposed to be an osim office. So that's the issue. But again, the maisa, there's no osim office because he already had one. So now that I try, I get a second one. When it comes to schar mitzvah b'hai alma, schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka, en amal adavir. So therefore, that doesn't have a shem nisayah, because there's no siva that it should be. But a navi, there's a siba that he should have an osu moface, prove that he's a real Navi. In principle, there's a Siba. There's no Siba in principle, there should be Schar Mitzvah Hayalma. So if that's B'chal, not a test. But in principle, there's a Siba, there should be a test for a Navi. So therefore, that's the Isser of Nisayon, Dafka Navi. That's why the Rambam Dafka brought that down. And nothing else. And we had asked why the Rambam omitted, that was the kasha in Michas Chinuch, why the Rambam omitted the Nisayon b'Maiser. So the answer is, if it's Mutter b'Maiser, we have a special Heter by Maiser to test. Why? Because Dafka here, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, and that's why you're allowed to test. Because this is supposed to be. And it's going to happen. So we have a special Heter on the Pasuk to test. Because this is actually going to happen. This is supposed to be, and it's going to happen. So that's not Asur. Mashen came, but this is the exception to the rule. But other mitzvahs are not supposed to be. Only here that it's supposed to be, and it will be, we have a special het there, because it will be here, you're allowed to test. It's supposed to be and it will be. So this is the exception to the rule. What does that tell us about all other mitzvahs? All other mitzvahs are not supposed to be. Only Maisu is going to be, but nothing else is going to be. Maisu is the exception to the rule. So Maisu, you're allowed to test because we have a special het there in the Pasuk to test. Because it will be. But that's the here, only here you have a special het there. But in other mitzvahs, they're not even supposed to be. They're not even supposed to happen in this world. So there's no iser to test. In Maiser, it's mutter to test because it's going to happen in this world and we have a heter to test. Mashen came, the other mitzvahs, they're not going to be. There's going to be no schar in this world. There's going to be no schar in this world. So it comes out that everything you're allowed to test. You're allowed to test Maiser, the special heter, and you're allowed to test in other mitzvahs because that's not something that's supposed to be. Says v'chal no isur nisayon. Isur nisayon is only something that's supposed to be, and you're testing it out. You're saying it's not going to be, but since mitzvahs are not, but since chayim mitzvahs v'chal not supposed to be, there's no isur to test, and therefore it's in the same category of ma'aser. Ma'aser is mutter, and everything is mutter. So if the Rambam didn't bring down dafka ma'aser, and again for the isur according to the Rambam is testing the navi. Now we can answer another question, the kash in the Sefer Bris Moshe, and what it says in the Gemara, Malay Asil B'Shvil Shetisaser, Tisasher, take Meiser in order that you should get rich. She said, how do you know? So the answer, go and test. She said, is it mutter to test? Doesn't it say, Lo Sinasis? The question is, why did he ask, is it mutter, only after he said, go test? Only after he said go test, Rabbi Yochanan, if we remember, found the young son of Reish Lakish, and he said to him, "Tell me the pasuk you learned in school." So he said, "Aser to aser," and the boy said, "What does it mean, aser to aser?" Rabbi Yochanan said, "Aser b'shul shetis aser." So the boy said to Rabbi Yochanan, "How do you know this is true?" Rabbi Yochanan says, "Go test it," and then the boy says, "Is it mutter to test God? Lo sinasu." So why didn't he ask him originally? When he said, Aser b'shul shetis asher, he should have said right away, Aser b'shul shetis asher, how are you allowed to test God? Why did he only wait until he said, go test it? So the answer is, had he not said to him, go test it, then it would have been mutter to test, because it's not something that's supposed to be. Since it's not supposed to be, there's no Asur Nisayon. After he says, go test it, it means something that's supposed to be. It's something that's supposed to be. Here, there's an Isur of Nisayon. And therefore he said, but it's an exception to the rule, there's no Isur Nisayon. This is Mamashik Valdik Mahalik, it's like $150 billion. I don't even know, I don't even have enough money for this. It's a small amount. That's just the Saber Sa'izim. Of course, it's a Sach Gresser. So Baruch Hashem, we were Zeuche to learn this incredible Inyan. But we're not finished, Mary Rabbi said, Belineder. We have Asach Vasuredin, Asach Mer Vasuredin, Alat Mor, Arbe, Od Harbe Yoter Maladaber Vanose Azeh. אז אני רק מבקש מכבוד המאזינים להישאר עם האימי, ובעזרת השם נזכה, קדוש ברוך הוא יאיר את פניו אלינו, ונזכה להמשיך בסוגיה המרתקת הזאת, ונראה נפלאות רבות גדולות ועצומות מתורת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. בלי נדע נמשיך. שלום שלום.